I think there are a few differences. You know, it feels like a strong evolution. I think part of us figuring out what this next record was going to be was figuring out how to pay homage to what we had already sort of created on the first record, but how are we going to show that we had sort of grown and evolved as artists, considering how much we had evolved being on the road for the past 3 years. I mean, you know, at that point we were a much, much better musicians and vocalist and writer and producer. And so it was about sort of injecting that into the new music. And we realized while being on the road that we loved performing music live and that we wanted songs that were a bit more wild and dance-oriented and encouraged the audience to move more and to feel sort of sensual and have fun with it. So we were thinking a lot about stage while we were writing How Does It Feel, which wasn't something that we were thinking about on Secondhand Rapture. Another element of how it sort of evolved is I think we've been come to be known for having a certain element of darkness and gloom shrouding the music. And I think that's something inherent to us as people and something that influences the music. But we were conscious about sort of taking that notion one step further on How Does It Feel. And instead of just sort of wallowing in the darkness and feeling like it's enveloping you and that's all that it is, we wanted to think about it as a tool to recognize within yourself so that you can move forward from it. And I think Painted is a big statement of that. You know, the first half is very dark, but in the bridge it sort of finds a light and a point of perspective. And the whole record has this element of perseverance and empowerment, sort of a little bit of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, even if you're not there yet.